Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Nigel Thompson, and here's what's happening. About 50 people gathered at 20th and Market Streets Tuesday afternoon to call on Pennsylvania's senators to reject the budget reconciliation bill because it would increase funding for immigration enforcement, among other things. KYW's Vic Raghupathy was there.
Network, a Catholic social justice organization, teamed up with the New Sanctuary Movement outside Pennsylvania Republican Senator Dave McCormick's office in Center City to urge him to reject the House-passed budget reconciliation bill in front of the Senate. Sister Linda Lukeski says the proposed funding increases for immigration enforcement are misplaced and immigrants are being unfairly targeted.
Many of these people have been here for 20, 30 years. Their whole family's here. Everyone they know is here. And to threaten them with deportation at this time, especially people who are actually involved in the process to gain their citizenship, is very unjust.
According to the American Immigration Lawyers Association, parts of the bill include nearly $150 billion for enforcement activities and major fee increases for work permits, asylum, and court appeals. Alyssa Whaley was senior minister of First United Methodist Church of Germantown.
A budget is a moral document. It says who and what we value. And I am horrifically concerned about many aspects of this budget, but specifically around our neighbors who are undocumented.
An armed man arrested at a New Kings rally in Westchester over the weekend faces additional charges after a search of his Malvern home yielded an arsenal of explosive devices and other items. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
31-year-old Kevin Krebs was arrested on Saturday after a loaded handgun was found under his clothing at a New Kings rally. Ammunition, a knife, pepper spray, a ski mask, and gloves were among items also found in his possession. A rifle was found in his vehicle. He was charged with firearms, not to be carried without a license. The defendant's bail conditions included that he must surrender all firearms to the Westchester Borough Police Department. He was later released on bond. On Monday, a search warrant was executed at Krebs' Conestoga Road home in East Whiteland Township, and investigators uncovered 13 improvised explosive devices, in addition to several sketches of explosive devices, tactical vests, and other items. The investigation is continuing, and officials are asking anyone with information on the incidents to call the Chester County Detectives Department.
Much-needed state funding for SEPTA and other mass transit across Pennsylvania is one step closer to the governor's desk. The State House passed a plan that shifts more revenue to mass transit and also lays the foundation for comprehensive transportation funding reform. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
A similar bill passed the State House last session but ran out of time in the Senate. It wouldn't raise the state sales tax but would increase the percentage of collected sales tax that goes to mass transit by about $300 million. The bill from Philadelphia Democrat and House Transportation Chair Ed Nielsen would also create a bipartisan advisory commission to come up with a funding plan that addresses needs across the state.
We need a comprehensive, long-term, bipartisan solution to transportation funding in Pennsylvania. We're already seeing the consequences of our failures to act with cut services, fare increases, and collapsing bridges across the Commonwealth.
The bill also increases funding for roads and bridges. It passed the State House 107-96 and heads to the Senate. House Republicans who oppose the plan call it a shell game, saying while it may not raise taxes in the short term, it also doesn't specifically account for the $300 million that's being shifted to mass transit from other programs.
Early Friday morning, a fire burned through a row home in the Strawberry Mansion section of the city, killing a pregnant mother and two children. Firefighters returned to the neighborhood Tuesday installing smoke alarms. KYW's Matt Coughlin was there.
Teams of firefighters went door to door along North Corley Street, hoping to prevent the deadly tragedy that has played out across Philadelphia 19 times this year. Fire Commissioner Jeffrey Thompson says smoke detectors are proven to save lives.
So we're going to install smoke alarms. Homes with smoke alarms is a 40 to 50% decrease that you will die in a fire if your home has smoke alarms.
I want to put it down a little bit further and not directly on the ceiling, maybe right on the right above a door.
Friday's fire killed three here in Strawberry Mansion, leaving a neighborhood in prayer as firefighters installed smoke detectors for those who don't have them and tested the batteries for those who do. Thompson says the row home where the fatal fire happened did have working smoke alarms.
Do not know how many, but that fire burned very quickly, very hot. It was very intense. So even with the smoke alarms, people did not have the opportunity to escape.
Thompson declined to comment on the investigation beyond confirming it was incendiary.
Basically a fire that's not where it's supposed to be.
That's the All Local. I'm Nigel Thompson. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.